Welcome back to Guilty Pleasures and Shameless Treasures. I'm your host, Courtney, and I'm here with Ollie here today.
Hello.
And we're finally getting to recap my absolute favorite show on Summer House. And I must say, it's like a breath of fresh air, especially compared to Vanderpump.
Yeah.
I find
it was pretty, yeah, it's very different.
Vanderpump is like a dark cloud, and Summer House is like a hot, sunny day in every aspect of the word. It's like light and bright, and, you know, I think I've said this before, and Vanderpump is like dark, and like, and even like the lighting and everything. You
There's
know what I mean?
Something about the production, too, I find with Vanderpump. It's kind of.
It's a different production company.
It's more, it's like cheesier in a way, yeah. Like poppier.
And Shed Media is the production company for Summer House, and they do all of my favorite Bravo shows because it's not cheesy. It's like more gritty and real.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do like it a lot more. I find it a bit, yeah, definitely more real for sure.
And also, I laughed so many times. As opposed to Vanderpump is just like, oh, like, I feel sick of it. Like, you know what I mean? Not that it's in a bad way. It's just a different form. No, I laughed at James a couple times. But I don't laugh like I do on Summer House.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't figure it out yet. But I know what you mean. And there's something that I like a lot better.
What do you think of the, like, the surveillance versus the showing up to parties and being filmed? Do you like the seeing them?
Oh,
like,
maybe that's what I like better. That could be a component that I like better for sure.
Yeah.
Because it shows them, it really shows the full story. And I think there's something about them living in the house together that continues all, shows a lot of the story.
Exactly.
Right? Whereas the other one, it's a lot in scenes that are cut, a lot more editing.
There's a lot of downtime, whereas, so they can hide more as well, you know?
For sure. Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll just go through some of the characters and what they kind of brought to the show, and we'll kind of weave through the storyline like that, I guess.
I can say, I'll just add one thing on that. I feel like Vanderpump Rule is a lot more like the housewives.
It is.
And then the other one is more it's almost like it reminds me of Big Brother a bit. Like it, yeah. It just makes me feel like you're really seeing people's trajectory.
Well, you see them hungover in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Like trying to make breakfast, like struggling from the night before, getting into bed with each other, you know? It's a different thing.
And I think Winter House was similar style of production because I did like it more as well.
And actually, I don't think you know this. It's like a little history lesson for maybe you and some of the other listeners that are new to these shows. So Summer House started as their first episode was actually an episode of Vanderpump Rules. So in season 5, Sheena, Stassi, Kristen, and Katie all take a trip to the Hamptons to visit Stassi's friend, Kyle Cook. And they have a crab bake, and Stassi and Kyle have like a little fling, even though that night he gets Amanda over later on. And,
oh, wow.
And so they see them go to the Hamptons. And then that episode was not only an episode of Vanderpump, but it was also the first episode of Summer House.
Okay, so that means who rented the place?
It was Kyle and his friends. Like they always do every summer, they get share houses. It's a thing in New York where young professionals like you and I would go in with a bunch of our friends on a share house for the Hamptons, and we'd go up every weekend. And so during the summer. So from like June to September 4th, usually the Labor Day is when they go. But he was already doing that for years before. So he was just like, hey, Stassi, like I'm doing this. Want to bring the cameras? Like something like that obviously happened.
That's very interesting.
I know.
I wonder how and what. There, I want to know more about the background story of that.
I could see Kyle really pitching it.
Yeah.
Because he's a businessman and he's like, maybe this is a way to launch a product, get a million eyes on it, and then, you know, be in a situation where I can party and make money at the same time as well as showing my product. Because he was an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. Okay, so that's a little backstory for everyone. A little, you know, a little story time treat. So we start off with, they give like the big opening, and I want to talk about this a little bit more in detail, but they give the big opening, like this is what's going to happen on the season. And of course it's Lindsay and Carl. Lindsay and Carl are barely in this episode. They, are going to the White House for 4th of July.
Yeah. They're just showing scenes of them, flashes.
Which isn't going to happen till like the last two episodes.
I really didn't like the outfit that Lindsay was roaming around in. So I don't know.
Lindsay wore, what outfit he's talking about is, and I've always thought her fashions were, you know, not always on point. But she wore like an American flag, like bra, and then like the matching American flag skirt. Not your thing, eh?
I think... yeah, I'm not going to say too much about it, actually.
Well, I love to talk about the fashions on Summer House because there's so much going on, so many different styles, like, or I won't say like anymore. I'm really trying to work on that, guys. So just please go on this journey with me. But anyway, Paige, she is the fashionista, right? But sometimes she misses, but I love that about her because everyone misses in fashion. You can't be like on point all the time. And so I love that she's always like trying really out there outfits, and like sometimes it hits and sometimes it doesn't. So that's Paige with her fashions. And then there's Amanda, who she like effortlessly looks wonderful all the time, but she like doesn't give a shit or try. And she just looks fab. And then there's Sierra, who it doesn't really matter what she wears because, like, she looks the way she looks. So she just looks beautiful all the time. Like, she could be wearing a paper bag and it wouldn't matter. But Amanda, I love what she wears. So I love talking about the fashions on Summer House.
So
I think it's a big part.
So do I. But I wouldn't say I didn't like the design. I don't know. I just...
You're not a flag person?
No, I think I'm less of a flag person. Maybe I like a Canadian flag.
Well,
maybe it's that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just I have a different national identity, so I relate to it differently. But no, what I really thought about it was, okay, it was situated around going to the White House and...
She mentioned Ariana, which was weird. Like, she's, like, trying to be Ariana.
Yo, oh, yes, that was really funny. That was so funny.
And Carl was like, well, Ariana got invited to a dinner. We're just invited to, like, stand on their lawns.
Yeah. That was pretty funny. Anyways, so, no, I just found it, for the purpose of the trip, I found it, like, not something I would wear. Especially not in that city. Like, maybe
classier.
Keep it... Yeah, maybe keep it a bit more reserved, but who am I to say? And it doesn't really matter, fuck.
Okay, so we're going to get right into it because on talking about Lindsay and Carl, they bring up this whole, you know, at the beginning, there's the preview of them ending their relationship.
Yes.
And so the producers are trying to have us focus on that relationship. But the relationship that we should be focusing on is Kyle and Amanda's. Because there's some problematic things there. A lot of people have a lot of opinions. Now, there's not necessarily problematic things, but there's a lot of resentment happening. And they're both talking openly. This is like the season of truth because they don't normally show their issues as much. And they're being very open about where they're at in their relationship. And so... You know, Kyle says, I have a quote from him, despite being almost 2 years into our marriage, I feel like we're struggling to really feel like we're on the same team about anything. We don't see eye to eye on our work-life balance. I'm working because I want to build a future for us and our family, but it's like we're on two different planets. Despite being almost, that's the same thing. Yeah, so it's a problem. And then he tells her, you know, to drop the attitude. He talks to Paige about it. And, you know, he just says, you know, like, I don't feel like we're on the same team. We're talking about a family, but I'm scared. So, and Paige kind of says, well, that's kind of your wife's personality in a way. She doesn't say that to him. She says that in her confessional.
Yeah.
And then she talks to Amanda about it. And Amanda's like, well, maybe you shouldn't have cheated on me. So Amanda's bringing up something that didn't even happen when they were married. However, my thing is everyone on the internet's like, oh my God, she's bringing up things before they even got married. Well, first of all, just putting a ring on it doesn't like take things away that happen. And second of all, my personal hypothesis or theory or whatever hypothesis is that hasn't stopped cheating. That's my hypothesis. What do you think?
I have no idea if he cheats or not.
There's been blind items about it.
I just have no clue.
But what do you think about the relationship?
So, first of all, I find it entertaining. It's good TV.
We can relate to some of their dynamics. Let's be honest.
I can relate to the dynamics for sure.
Mm-hmm. No, let's be real.
I think a lot of people probably
can. I think a lot of people can.
Because whatever, everyone's got things they got to deal with. But it's just, she said it, and she said it in Winterhouse too. She's like, I want to get away from Kyle.
Yes, exactly. Like,
why does she keep saying
that? She says, I go to the Hamptons to get away from Kyle.
And then in Winterhouse, she said it too at the beginning when she got there. So it's just strange, like, how she doesn't want to be around him. What's going on? And then him
and saying camera is another thing. I don't think he's doing anything that bad.
I'm not sure.
At this point, no, besides my hypothesis, let's take my hypothesis out of it. It seems like she's like being pretty mean to him.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with her chirping him constantly and just like...
like with the tinfoil?
What was it with the tinfoil again?
So like she asked, everyone was cleaning up after dinner, and this is why the living together is funny, because these things come up, these like monotonous things. So the girls were kind of just going to take over for him instead of him doing his chore that Amanda gave him. And then she goes, no, don't let him get out scot-free. I put tinfoil there for you, because he was just going to leave the food out.
It's so funny. Yeah, it's too bad. I don't know what's going on with them. But it's pretty obvious, or she can't hold back. And then he's going to get pretty annoyed, because in their everyday life, who knows what he's doing.
I think all he does is work. I think that's the problem. She wants to be with him, but it's also a double-edged sword, because he's making money so that she doesn't have to do it. She can continue to watch TV and hang out with her dogs. You know, so careful what you wish for. Yeah,
I don't know what she wants. Does she not want, because, yeah, that's kind of a hard thing. If one person wants to work a lot, it's kind of nice if you can both work together and, like, do something together. And if you have the opportunity, you know, a lot of people would love that opportunity to have something and have a life where they're actually not struggling to keep things going, but are just, you know, wanting to work hard.
My question is she depressed? Is that what it is? Because she's in an unhappy relationship, so she's kind of stunted a little bit.
I couldn't tell you what's going on.
Because depressed people don't.
She could be depressed for sure.
Low motivation.
But you said she's quite a bit younger than him too.
8 years.
8 years? Oh,
nine years.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It's a whole other life, though. Like, he lost his virginity in the 90s, right? She was born in 93.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I can't say that, you know, the age difference makes a difference, but it very well might make a difference.
I think that he needs to, like I said the other night to you, Danielle is his type. Party all day and all night and work their ass off. Work hard, play hard. That is like Danielle's personality. And, but, you know, like, whatever. It's, you choose who you choose.
So I don't know what they should do about that, but they got to figure that out. And
well, we'll see how the summer goes. It could get better. It's starting off real bad. Maybe it's going to be like, you know, a yin and yang with Carl and Lindsay, who come in all happy dappy, and then they're mad at the end, and Kyle and Amanda work things out.
But yeah, Amanda needs to want to do things, and like
yeah. She wants to be at home with her dogs. That's what she wants to do. Watching, I relate to her so much because you see that he'll work till midnight, right? But he works from home, and she was still at her graphic design job. And she came home. The first thing she did, you know, pour herself a glass of wine and turn on like the oldest like rerun reunion of Real Housewives of OC. And like that's me. Like that's what I do when I'm kind of not doing my best, which is a lot. And I related to it so much. But he wants to. Like, he's like, okay, let's talk about like your lover boy deadlines, or let's plan our wedding. She didn't even want to plan the wedding, right? It was like pulling teeth. Like, he planned it mostly.
And she's so fucking hilarious.
Yeah. And she's just like, and then, you know, she asked him to have their meeting on the Tuesday instead of the Monday. And like, he was like, you need to get out of bed before 9:30. And she was like, well, Kyle, I'm a bitch in the morning. So it's like, but she has a trust fund, right? She's a trust fund. Like she mentioned it.
I totally don't relate with her. I don't have the same experience as her. So I can't say how she's feeling, but she definitely has potential, right? And she could be a bit more, I don't know.
I think that I just relate to her so much because I go through, you know, anxiety bouts and depression bouts. And that's what I do. I'm just like, okay. Like,
but yeah, no, I like Amanda. And maybe she's, I don't know her from the other seasons. And maybe
she'll have
some sort of different work ethic. And it's not all about working, but it's about,
well, being a partner is one thing. Like me being lazy in my job and thing is one thing, but being a good partner, because that's what's important to your partner, you know, you got to try a bit.
Well, you got to try a bit, and then there's probably a part of you that you can share with the world by exercising a bit of proactivity with doing the things that you do best, you know?
Yeah, because that's the other thing. She could say, listen, Kyle, outsource your graphic designer, pay someone full time. This is my dream. This is what I'm going to go after. I want to start a podcast. I want to design something because she's so artistic, right? She's, you know, but she could do that. And and she has all the resources to do it. Yeah. And that could be better for the relationship if she's not working for him. And then she's like thriving in her own space, and she's the boss in her own space.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that's what she needs. Maybe that's not what she wants, but
it's a hard thing to get off your butt off the couch and get it done, though. That's the hard part.
Yeah. Well, especially when you don't really need to.
Everything's taken care of. You also, you know, go party for the summer and get paid for it.
Yeah.
30 grand an episode for a summer.
I don't even think she likes it.
Oh, really, she hates that it. Much. She hates she it. She
just goes in and like,
she's in autopilot. Yeah, exactly. And he absolutely, at 42 years old, can't get enough of it. He would do it until he was in his 70s. It's
so funny, man.
He would do it until he's in his 70s. He loves it.
He just seems like he gets so wasted.
He gets so wasted so early every time. And like his voice changes. So you know right away his voice and like his walking, like everything changes. And, you know, it's not necessarily always funny because it is like a bit problematic in a way. Like he just like doesn't understand. And he said it before, you know, like control, like, and it's hard when you're in that type of environment. But I see people like Paige and Amanda and Sierra, maybe not always Sierra, but definitely Paige and Amanda, they'll just have two drinks and like be at that party, you know?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you one thing. It definitely makes me want to drink.
Me too. I know. But it's and if I was put in that situation, all I would do was drink because I would be so freaking nervous about all the social anxiety and the cameras and oh my God.
I wonder if Kyle drinks a lot really fast or he just has...
He's one of those alcoholic people.
He has one of those, that something like switches.
Yeah.
There's a switch.
I don't know. I think he chugs pretty quick.
Because I know a few people. And it's like, yeah, for sure. I'm not saying they're not drinking much and they switch. But there's like always a switch.
Yeah. And they're a new person.
Other people, it's like, okay, you drink with them and...
Nothing changes too much. They might get a little louder. Sometimes they act crazy
or sometimes they don't, but it's not like consistently a switch.
And it's like that same person when they switch, that they're like one... Yeah. It's like schizophrenia, you know, in a way?
There's something going on there.
Yeah. So anyway, that's that. We'll find out more about it. I hope to see it be an arc for them and then work through some things this summer and come out better. I don't know. Amanda's been seen without her ring, but these are all just speculations, especially at this point when we haven't seen the season. We've got to see it play out. Next on the list, West Wilson. What do you think about our new guy, West, the sports journalist?
So far, so good.
From Missouri.
Yeah, so far I do like him. I think he's pretty chill, eh?
I think he seems nice and like has a personality. He's not coming on the show because he's a model.
Yeah.
Like a lot of them have.
A lot of times I don't. And the other thing is that people start, maybe they act a bit awkward or weird or different or...
Imagine walking, because Paige described what it's like coming on your first season of Summer House. And they just mic you up outside and then they send you in. Those him driving up with Kyle and Amanda, those are all pickup scenes. You show up alone, they mic you and send you into a house of strangers. And... You're like, and Paige said it, she was there the first night and she called her mom. She said, get me out of this contract because it's very nerve wracking. So the fact that he was acting very nice and normal is a good sign.
Yeah, exactly. It seems like he's doing it well. He seems comfortable and that makes the viewer comfortable too sometimes. And,
exactly. You're right about that.
He seems somewhat grounded for sure. Oftentimes with the new ones that I've seen, it takes me time. I'm like, okay, well, I don't like them yet. And like, I kind of dislike them. And usually if I dislike them, then they're the only people I've disliked like quite a bit that I ended up liking are like Shep and Austin.
Yeah. Well,
I like them, but they're obviously also not likable in some ways, right? Like
you find them pretty humorous, though.
Yeah, I just think they're like fun. Like they're cool. I like them.
They are. They have a good vibe.
But
he's a writer and he writes for Complex Magazine. Well, that's a huge magazine. Yeah. So he's a talented writer. And, you know, people that are writers, they have a good way with words.
That's it. And
you're
then,
well
yeah,
read.
It's really, really funny how Sierra's.
So Sierra, literally, you should have seen her in past seasons because she never. Did a dish. She never lifted a finger. She stayed in bed. She was lazy as hell and mean to guys, except for Austin, who she was like went cuckoo for. But this is a whole new Sierra, and I love to see it. And you know, it's out there now. She took because his dad's a cattle rancher, so she has pictures at his cattle ranch, like riding the horses and stuff. And so they're together, and I love that for both of them.
Yeah, it's pretty, pretty entertaining to see it all pan out, you know?
And then speaking of horses, Craig calls Paige and says that he's going to be buying a racehorse.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
That's so funny.
And Paige delivered, like, the funniest line ever where she was like, this isn't, what's that? by, what's that show called? Wrexham or something? Where?
Oh, yeah.
Because he said before he wanted to buy a soccer team. And so she's like,
I think he did.
No, like, she's like, this is a worse idea than your soccer team. No.
Oh.
Yeah, but she's like, this isn't Wrexham. I'm okay, trying to be my best.
She said your soccer team. So I'm like, oh, he has a soccer team?
I don't think Craig has soccer team money. Like, really?
No, I don't know.
Come on. How good are those pillows selling?
Yeah, unless maybe it's like small league, like kids.
Like Panhellenic Soccer in Sudbury.
He just funds like a kid's soccer league. Yeah. He bought the jerseys.
I love it. They all say like, what's it called? Sewing Down South. That's cool. I would definitely.
Oh, yeah.
We should like start a team and ask Craig to sponsor it.
Yeah, that's funny.
Awesome. So, and she's just, they're funny together. And she's like, I've been taking care of Craig now for 2 years. Remember when
that
she says
that was so funny.
She's
I
good.
Love that.
She's good.
That was so funny.
She delivers good lines. Like, what do you think about Paige? Because, like, I have to say, like, I've had a up and down.
Well, I love Paige.
I
now.
Love Paige. I love her more on Giggly Squad. Like, I listen to her on
Paige
Giggly Squad.
Good. Yeah.
She's real. I've noticed. Like, she's real and. She, you know, she could have done that People magazine bullshit, like wedding, engagement, whatever, moved to Charleston and been the newest star of Southern Charm. No, she's just like living her life. And people need to stop asking her when she's moving to, because it's just such a boring storyline.
Like, when do you think?
Never full time, I don't think.
Yeah,
and that's normal.
Know.
Like, we're living, this is 2024.
Where does she live now?
She has a beautiful apartment with like a doorman and everything in the financial district.
In the financial district, okay.
Yeah, so it's like, it's. Doesn't make sense to give that up if you guys can afford to have two places. Like, it's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, for sure.
Doesn't make sense. And I'd want, if they ever having kids, yeah, she'd obviously be more in Charleston, and maybe budget reasons would, she'd have to give up her apartment. But I'd want my kids to experience both cities. You don't want them to be too Southern, and you don't want them to be too New York.
Yeah. And where's Craig from? Chicago?
No, he's from Delaware.
Oh, he's from Delaware.
Yeah. He's like a down home.
Oh.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, which is between, like, yeah, it's basically between New York and Philadelphia.
Okay. I know nothing about Delaware. Like,
yeah,
I could
so
not.
Yeah, so like after, I guess, New Jersey. So Atlantic like, City?
No,
it would
yeah.
be after New Jersey and then Delaware, maybe?
Maybe. We should look up a map.
Yeah.
But
anyways, yeah, I love, I think Paige is great.
And Paige and Craig's relationship is hilarious, and I love it.
I think it's all right.
Yeah, I think they're in a good
place. Yeah.
Oh, what do you think? You don't think she likes him too much?
Well, no, I don't mind it. I just,
Well, speaking of which, we have Jesse Solomon join the house. Everyone's calling him by his full name. And he is, like, we know already, is going to be doing, like, inappropriately hitting on Paige throughout the summer.
Yeah.
And Craig and Kyle, like, confront him at this dinner. So, maybe Paige is putting the vibes out there.
Yeah.
Okay, babe,
you think? Yeah, I was just looking to see where Delaware was. No, okay, so,
wondering
yeah.
if you're still here with us.
It's after Philadelphia.
Okay.
So, it's farthest from us.
Okay.
And then Atlantic City is fucking...
Okay, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Okay, well, no, we need to know geography a bit, okay? anyways, yeah, I don't know. Well, it's that guy, the new guy who came
Jesse
in, right?
Jesse Solomon.
Yeah, so definitely meh. I don't, like, very weird vibes. I don't know if I like him yet. I really hope Paige is not giving off those vibes, because that would not be nice. But yes, I did see that preview.
Poor little Craig.
And well, Craig's got to figure it out there and, you know, pull his sleeves up and start wailing. I'm just joking. No.
Well, you never know what could happen.
Oh. But I thought I saw in the previews, like, he wasn't really.
He didn't seem mad.
He
was
really
like more.
Do anything.
Well, Craig is, he loves the drama on the shows, right? So he curates those moments just like Kyle does. And so he was probably like, oh, this is going to make great TV. That's what he was going through his head, probably.
Yeah, so what's going to happen now, man? I want to see. When is the next episode? When does it come?
This Thursday.
Fuck
it. I know. So I'm going to.
But I definitely like it more than VPR so far. Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of different storylines, a lot of different things happening. And you can always count in every episode that there's a wild party that they throw, which is so fun to watch. Like, it really is.
Oh, that's my least favorite thing about those shows.
Really? I like watching what happens in the parties, like how they go from, you know, being sober and then all of a sudden more people come. You get to see the different people that are there, how they're interacting as the night goes on.
I think I have some kind of like psychological complexity where like...
You just don't like parties.
I'm so fucking jealous that like I just can't watch. I'm just like annoyed by it and I'm like, fuck you guys.
I know.
And then I get uncomfortable. I'm like, I don't want to watch the parties. But I do like the parties the least.
You and I are hosting an epic party this fall. So maybe look at it differently and think about what elements of their parties you'd like to incorporate into our parties. And
smart.
How do they get the party started where everyone's not standing around the kitchen island? Like, what do they do to make it actually fun? You know?
Yeah, I don't know. It always seems like people come in pretty hot and ready, you know?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well,
I mean, minus
drink,
the stimulants.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, still, people just always stand around a freaking kitchen island. Like, I want people to dance. So anyway, well, let's take notes, figure out what they do when we watch these parties.
Okay.
What do you think of Wes making quesadillas?
The burnt quesadillas. Well, I did think about it when it happened. I was like, wow, those are fucking burnt. But, I mean, I don't mind. I would have eaten them anyways.
Okay. What do you think? Oh, no. And I remember you did say, you're like, that's all they get to eat? There's a food shortage in those houses. Like,
Yeah, but then they started wrapping up the rest.
And they want to get... Well, think about it. You've got to be... You can't get, like, super full because you're about to go out, like, drinking all night. And then you have to wake up the next day and do it all over again. Like, what a nightmare. I want to do it, but I'm like, my body just would not allow me.
Or is it always like that? Or maybe they really didn't like them.
That could have been it. Or, you know, because they also order late night food a lot.
That's what I was thinking. Like, you always see, Paige come down?
Paige always eats chicken parm in her bed. And I love that for her.
Wow.
My soul sister.
Like,
she eats chicken parm in the back of cabs sometimes. Like, that's the most New Yorker thing I've ever heard.
Wow. It's so dangerous, too.
I know.
When you're wearing clothes.
And, like, the poor cab driver, like, must be so worried about his cab.
Yeah, that, too. And the smell might not be fun sometimes.
No.
You know, you never know. Paige.
What do you think about the conversation at the end of the episode where the girls are talking about... the difference between Wes and Jesse Solomon, and they're like, Wes fucks and Jesse humps, and like they're like talking about how like one of them can't find the clit. And
yeah, that was pretty fucking funny, eh? What did they say again? just going to being a bit graphic. Like
they're like, yeah, it's just clit over there, and they're on the left lip. Yeah, it's right there. And then they're like, Wes asks, doesn't like he knows if you came, and Jesse asks. I love it. But you know what? It's so true in society because those guys that are like those. You know, I don't necessarily know that type, but I'm thinking more of like a Toronto finance guy that's got like the annoying haircut and, you know, is that tall that they just get girls very easily. So, you know, they don't have to try that hard with their personality and maybe in bed. Whereas other guys that like try a bit harder, they do end up winning in the end.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I feel very in the dark about all that. I don't really know much about it.
No, because, like, you know the guys that always got girls super easily? Like, you're probably one of those people, I guess. But
No.
Okay, so think about, like, the typical guy that got girls really easy in high school and then in university and then in his 20s. So, and it's just he's never had...
I don't know any pretty guys like that. I don't know.
Just think about it. And he never had to try. So
he I know what I'm saying? Of course I know what you mean. Of course I know what you mean, and of course I agree. And I, of course, like, there are just so many men and people in general who are so out of touch and just don't know what the fuck's going on. They have no intuition.
I know.
And yeah, that's what he seems like, 100%. So, they're totally right. And yeah, it was a very, very funny part. I'm glad they add it too, right? It's really nice that they add
funny
things like that, that are sort of
real conversations. Leaning, like, that's a conversation towards, I would have, like, with my friends.
Yeah, female, you know, conversation that.
Well, guess who's watching the show?
Always, yeah, but you know, it wasn't always like in the open, like, no. talk like that. And, like,
absolutely not. Girls would be called.
It was never that bad in our lifetime, but.
10 years ago, those girls would have been like burned at the cross. Like, it's not, it's, this is new. This is new dialogue. No. Of course. Yeah. Think about Britney when she had her song, like, I'm a Slave for You. She said hell in it.
No.
And she got in so much trouble. They were like, oh my God. So it's come a long way. Now we've got Wet Ass Pussy is a song. That wouldn't have been okay.
That's true. I think you're right. I think I underestimate.
Things are changing for women quickly.
Things are.
Yeah, because you're not living the woman experience.
That too.
We.
But in a lot of ways. In a lot of different ways too. Not just like that.
Yeah.
Wait, but we. I also grew up in a different place than you. We have different cultures.
Yeah, well, and I grew up with, like, a lot, being obsessed with pop culture my whole life. So I just learned a lot from that. And where the standards and, like, how women were treated versus how they are now, what they're allowed to say and what's a slut and what's a bitch and all those things.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we'll end it on that dark note. Mm-hmm. The crash of the female millennial.
So I'll see you next week.
Okay. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, babe.
Okay, what? Mm-hmm.